You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Wala pang isang dekadang nakalipas, ang bansa ay may malaking problema sa kultura ng pag-inom na nakakasakit sa pangpisikal at pangkaisipang kabutihan ng mga tao. Subalit ipinapakita ng isang bagong data na iyon ay maaaring nakalipas na kung saan ang pag-inom ng alkohol ay nasa pinakamababang antas mula pa noong taong 1961. Sinabi ni Louis Gates ng Business ng Australian Bureau of Statistics, ang imigrasyon ang isa sa maaring malaking dahilan sa pagbababa nito.
So it's definitely been heading in that direction, and I guess we get indications from some of our other surveys which show that the proportion of people who don't drink or rarely drink has been increasing over that time as well, and that's partly due to increased residents from overseas.
Sinabi ng ABS, halos 186 na milyong litro ng purong alkohol ang nakonsumo mula taong 2016 hanggang 2017. Yan ay kabawasan ng 2.4 na milyong litro kaysa sa nakalipas na taon. Ito ay nangangahulugang 10.4 na litro na purong alkohol bawat taon sa gulang mula 15 at higit pa, ang katumbas na 2.6 na standard drinks bawat taon, bawat araw. Pinag-aaralan ng akademikong Julie Robert ng University of Technology Sydney ang epektong cross-cultural ng kampanya sa di pag-inom ng alcohol.
It's not surprising that 2008 was when we started to see the turning point and that the levels have just been dropping ever since. 2008 is when we saw the fever pitch around binge drinking. We saw the tax on alcopops go up at that time. It's also the year that Australia started Dry July, Feb Fast, and October.
Kahit ang beer ang pangunahing pinagmumulan ng alcohol, ito ay daan-daang bumababa mula pa noong taong 2011 at ang pag-inom ng wine at cider ay tumataas. Sinabi ng CEO ng Reach Out Australia, Jono Nicola, ito ay dahil lang ang pag-inom ng marami ay nagbabago.
We've seen across a whole range of statistics is this generation of young people in particular are drinking less, are smoking less, are probably one of the safest, healthiest generations of young people in history.
Sinabi niya habang dumarami ang mga may sapat na gulang ang aktibong di na umiinom, humaharap pa rin ang Australia sa malaking problema.
One area of concern though is that when young people do drink, they tend to drink large amounts in a sitting. So we still have a really big challenge in communicating to young people around binge drinking and how unsafe that can be for them.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.